I'm willing to bet that some of you grew up with one in your own family. Beyond that, still others of you have married one or are living with one right now. And many of you, adults especially, are working with one, and it drives you crazy. If the truth be told, you can ask our parish staff, once in a while, I think I act like one too. What am I talking about? You know the person that in every situation, okay, always points out what's missing, what's half done, what's incomplete, what's not right, and never has anything positive to say. The person who's so quick to find fault and criticize, but rarely, if ever, gives a compliment or affirming word. You know anybody like that? Are you like that sometimes? It seems to me that's Simon the Pharisee. When this lady walks in off the street, the first thing he sees is, I know about her, man, she's a sinner. And if Jesus is a prophet, he knows that too. Simon's got her all cased out with what's wrong in her life. But in contrast to that, Jesus, without discounting that she's a sinner, recognizes her great capacity to love. See, Simon sees a little slice of a lady. Jesus sees the whole person. In dealing with the woman in the gospel, and in dealing with you and me, thank God, Jesus can see, despite our weaknesses and failures and mistakes and sins, in us, a great capacity for fidelity, for generosity, for integrity, for love. Especially when our hearts are open to the Spirit of God, God can continue to develop these gifts in us, despite our sinfulness. In fact, if you listen closely, that woman in the gospel, precisely because of her experience of being forgiven her sin, her love capacity is unleashed. She's more capable of loving because she's experienced forgiveness. What's true of her is equally true of us. Today's gospel offers us two challenges. First, in our dealings with one another, can we look and recognize and affirm the good and the capacity for greater good in the face of others around us who have obvious weaknesses and mistakes? Second, when we look at ourselves, can we see all the good and the capacity for greater good that God has invested in us despite our limitations and failures? Can we re-encounter Jesus and experience that forgiveness for our weaknesses that will unleash from us a power to greater love? Those of you who read Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, during Lent, may recall he said, Jesus looks at every one of us and sees the best self God is calling us to become. Here's the point. I'm willing to bet that every one of us, at one time or another, has been like Simon the Pharisee. The gospel challenges us today to be more like Jesus. Happy to report that two of our parish staff members who were present at 8 o'clock were kind enough not to stand up and say, you got that right, Father. Let us stand to profess our faith.